Is that the most trouble you've ever gotten into for a joke?
I did one. Again, it was just too many delicate things at once.
Okay.
Epstein stuff is, I think, tricky because it's so easy to just tell a lot of jokes about it. And mm-hmm. then nothing's being done about, or, you know, a lot of people aren't getting in consequences. So like some kind of joke yeah. that I was trying to square
yeah.
was like all these transphobic fucking, you know, conservatives or politicians. It was like they were against, you know, children getting gender affirming care, and it's because they were sleeping with children and they were trans. It was like trying to like
oh, God.
Put all these things
okay.
together.
Yeah, yeah.
And like, it was one of those where like, I believed in who I was aiming at, uh-huh. which was like, you know, it was about these, fuck these transphobes, fuck these pedophiles. How do I take these two into a joke?
Uh-huh.
But it was like, this is, a joke is inherently flippant. We're in the heat of this particular thing,
mm.
and it just came off as like crass or talking about things in a way that wasn't taking in the gravity of the situation. And it was a tweet that it is in my yeah. notes document as like yeah. maybe one day in a year I'll be able to crack how to word this where my intentions are clear.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I deleted it because some people were like, I think this is in poor taste, and that's. That's fine. I think it's okay to do that.
Hmm.
I think if someone said, fuck this guy, he's a piece of shit forever, that would be upsetting. And I do think we went through a significant time where we did do stuff like that
hmm.
for some people, where it was like one joke or whatever.
Who is we in the sentence?
Culturally.
Okay. Not you as a podcast.
I think looking back at like the Shane Gillis of it all, which felt like it was a real like kind of peak moment of people having this conversation
mm-hmm.
where it was like, yeah, the reaction was outsized.
Mm-hmm.
The reaction was like trying to like find mm-hmm. someone to take all the weight of everyone's frustration.
Sure.
And a lot of people got called out for the hypocrisy of it. And I honestly don't remember. I remember like having conversations with people where I was like, it's a complicated situation. And now I'm more like, I just roll my eyes where I go, there's more important things in the world than the comedian kind of making a possibly offensive voice or joke or accent on this thing. And collectively, mm. our societal memory of mm. the famous late night talk show host who did full on blackface 5 years ago or whatever is...
Which one was this?
Oh, there's plenty.
Okay.
You've never seen Jimmy Fallon's Chris Rock?
I don't know. I was thinking of Sarah Silverman. I didn't realize it was Jimmy Fallon.
Oh, sure.
Wow.
Or Jimmy Kimmel. He did, I believe he did Carl Malone.
Well, he's had a real change of heart.
Yeah.
So do you think these guys are just trying to like make up for that shit back in the day?
No. No, I think it's okay to have comedy ages. Again, it's like, I don't know what people are hoping to achieve, especially going after... I remember, you know, with Louis, like after, you know, the New York Times article, all these things, they also found this HBO special he did with, it was like a conversation with him and Ricky Gervais and Jerry mm-hmm. Seinfeld and Chris Rock. And, you know, he said the N-word as he had in other bits. And it was like, people were like going like, and look at this.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to be like, everyone watched that special, it was fully published. Everyone enjoyed it. People laughed at that thing.
It wasn't a problem when it came thing. Out.
It, you know, no, I mean, yeah. not to my knowledge. I just was like, that's not the... It's the same way I feel when people get, like, start making such a big deal of Trump going, quiet, piggy. Obviously, it's a sign of the horrible, uncouth, misogynistic times and what he is. But I'm like, Epstein, let's focus on the things. We got it because society, people get so distracted and then they never like really nail down on one thing.
Mm.
Of course he's misogynistic. Are we surprised? Are we surprised at the another misogynistic quip? Of course.
That's not.
We know this.
That's not news.
And you can go, fuck that, that sucks. Mm. You can be focused and go, how are these fucking journalists in this room who are fucking colleagues mm. not like doing anything, these fucking cowards? But like the idea of like, Can you believe? Yeah, I do believe. I do believe the guy that wrote Epstein, we have a secret little, our little fun secrets, said a misogynist. Like, come on. That's where it gets frustrating, where I feel like where comedy and words particularly become the easy thing to focus on, and no one actually wants to do the storming.
Hi, everybody. This is Joshua Citarella. What you just heard is an excerpt from this week's bonus episode. If you want to hear more and get access to the full catalog for Doomscroll and other podcasts, you can support the show on Patreon or Substack, where I'm putting out new episodes every week. This is an independent show. I don't do any advertising, so your support is really what keeps this project going. Thanks for listening. See you again soon.